Today is Erechin, Arachin, Erechin, whatever, Daf Dalet. We are on Daf Dalet, I believe, yeah. Four lines from the top. Kol Chayav and Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara is, again, going through this Torah de force of Shas, going through to different Mishnayos that have the word Hakol. That was the first part, and learning what the Hakol comes to include. And now we're going to another set of Mishnayos based on our Mishnah that says Hakol Chayavim, it says Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. They're trying to explain to us what's the Chiddush. Who else would be Chayav if not for Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, that's everybody in Klal Yisrael. So we're up to this next to the fourth line on Daf Dalet. Hakol Chayavim b'Mikra Megillah. What? Yeah, for Fushleim for Shana Basi was Rachel Devorah. Okay. Hakol. And I'm the one who responded, of course. Never. Hakol chayav b'mikra Megillah. Everyone is mechuyav in hearing or reading the Megillah. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim.
Thank you.
Both Kohanim, Yisraelim, and Levim, and Yisraelim. Much as Pshita. Pasha, those are the ones who are chayav, right? Because who else would be? Because Lo Tzricha, what's the Chiddush is, Libatel Avodasam, to stop doing their Avodah, stop doing their work. Like, meaning, I guess, the Kohanim. Well, the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kohanim Avodasim, the Kohanim are doing the Avodah, the Levim Beduchanim, the Levim are doing the Dukhanim, they're singing, Yisrael B'mamadam, just like we had 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim, we also broke the Yisraelim into 24 different groups who would daven or would gather during the time when the Kohanim were doing the Avodah. Mivatim Avodasim, they all have to stop their Avodah, Uvoin Lishmuel Mikra Megillah, they have to stop, and they have to come here to Mikra Megillah, which is interesting, because Avodah is within the Oraisa. Mikra Megillah is a din Rabbanah. Maybe it's B.P. Divrei Kabbalah, but still, it's not on the same level of Daraisa. So to say that you have to be Mevatel Yavoda, also, what does it mean Mevatel Yavoda? They're not going to bring the Korban Tamid that day to Mevatel Yavoda. So the Rishonim, when the Gemara appears, when this appears in the Gemara Megillah, the Rishonim, it runs the gamut of what this means. Some say it's only when it's not Iyav Shalakayim Shneyam, or it's giving the idea that just precedence, do the Mikra Megillah, and then go back to do the Avodah. Some say, no, you're the Mikra Megillah as a din of Pursuminisa is such a high status that you're about to the Avodah, but all the Rishonim and the Akronim runs the gamut of how to explain that. Next, Hakol Chayavim B'Zimun. Everyone is Chayiv in Zimun. I take Zimun to mean like a sign of rape type thing, with Zimun. Right? Kohanim Leviyim Yisraelim. It's more it says Pshita. It's Pashat. Right? Lo Tzricha. You would think that when it comes to the teacher Kohanim, this is interesting, the Ka'achli Kutchim. When the Kohanim are ochli eating Kutchim, I guess they're eating, we're talking about Zimun, so we're talking about benching, so maybe it's talking about Kobra Menachos, or maybe eating with the Kutchim, as to come along with it. The Ka'achli Kutchim, the Sakadaita Chamina, you might have thought, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk in Perek of Tes Mishmos, V'achalu osam asher kupar behem amarachmana, v'haika parahi. You might have thought that when the Kohanim are eating the kachim, it's not a din of achila, it's a din of kapara. Since by eating the karbon, they're providing kapara. I mean, for the zrika to the kapara, but the same thing here, by eating the karbon, you get some concept of kapara that's not considered an achila, and therefore there wouldn't be a chiv of zimun, kamash malan, therefore the terms to tell us, the achalta v'savata amrachmana, v'ha isanhu. The whole idea of birchas hamazon, is not just any type of eating. It's any type of the stomach benefit. Yeah, any satiation, amarachman, v'ha yisnu. And these Kohanim, even though what they're eating is kachim for kapara, nevertheless they're getting satiated, and therefore they would be mechuyav to with birchas hamazon and zimun. Okay, next.
Does the Kohanim have the Israelim eat karban?
The Israelim are eating, that's not kapara when the Israelim are eating the karban. Right, only kachim kalim and whatever they're allowed to. But kol mitzdarfim lezimun, everyone can combine to make the zimun. Right, kohanim yisraelim, levi'im yisraelim. So it says pshita. Why would it be different? Why couldn't we, Mr. Erskowitz, have a zimun just because it's a kohen am Yisrael? What's the problem? He says no. Lo tzricha de ka'achli kohanim truma o kachim v'zar achol chulin. It's when the kohen is eating truma, and I'm eating regular. I'm eating stam. I'm eating chulin. Sakadaita chamina, you would have thought, hoel v'iboy izar lemechel bahadei kohen lo matzi ochel. You would have thought that would lead this bilateral relationship. I have to be able to eat what you're eating, and you have to be able to partake when I'm eating. And if you're eating, the kohen's eating truma, and I'm eating chulin, well, I, the Yisrael, cannot partake in what the kohen is eating. So therefore, emo lo litzdarif. You think that therefore we can't combine together. So kamash malah, no, it just has to be one way. Nihi desire b'hadi kohen lo matzi ochel. You're right. I can't eat the truma that the kohen's eating, but kohen b'hadi zar matzi ochel, the kohen keep what I'm eating. So as long as it's unilateral, then we partake in his zimun. Tosos here, Tosos says, where's the Tosos? Oh, it's where my Tosos is. It says mitzdarfin. Right, it says mitzdarfin, I ochlu chad kohen v'chadei v'chol Yisrael, kohen b'hadei zar matzi ochel min achulin. The kohen from the zar can eat from the chulin. Hilkach mitzdarfin, therefore the mitzdarif, lashon ha-kontras. U'mikan nira, Tosos says, the gimel b'nei adam, hamudarim hanoz zemizeh. You have three people, they hate each other for some reason. Yet they hate each other, so therefore they took a neder to not get hanar from each other, yet they're eating with each near each other. These three people, hamudarim hanar zemizeh, eina mitzdarfim. They cannot be mitzdarf to make the zimun. Because we all have this, none of us can eat with the other, because we took a hanar. So he says, maybe not necessarily so. The gimel b'nei adam hamudarim eina raya brura. It's not the same thing. The Shani Truma is different, because in Truma there is no possibility for me, the Tsar, to eat the Truma. I am completely excluded from eating the Truma. Rasha'ela heter the Tsar, afilu b'she'ela, masha'ein b'muda hana. When it comes to muda hana, it's just at this moment in time, I can't be mitzdar, because I took the hana. I took the neder. I could theoretically go to a chacham and be mati in my neder, and then it would work. So the Shaila comes up oftentimes when it comes to people eating milchiks and fleishiks at the same table. Can they combine to make a zimun? So I mean, they're eating bread together, so maybe that's a different. So what if they're eating milchiks and fleishiks at the same time? It's brought down in the Chayyadim. I forgot where the Chayyadim brought down that there was a minog when you had two. If you had two people eating a meat and one person eating milchiks and they wanted to be mitzdarf, had the one eating the milchiks lead the zimun? Because the one eating the milk, he can eat the meat. It's a hard cheese, of course. But they can't eat the cheese. The Chayyadim says no, that's not necessarily true because they can be mitzdarif. Because Basar B'Chalav is very different than Mudah Harna. It's very different than Truma. Also, the same thing when it comes to Truma, there is no possibility for me to eat Truma. When it comes to Basar B'Chalav, depending on what your minhag is, 6 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour into the whatever it is, some shittos which are only washing out your mouth, waiting for the next meal. It's not a piece of it. So just me, the gaber right now can't have it. So maybe there you can be mitzdarif, but this is the sugya that brings up this idea of whether you can be mitzdarif with when people are eating something. What if you're eating something with somebody who you don't hold of his hechsher, right? He's eating, you know, rabbanut, and you want to eat padats, you know, the other way around. It could be, I don't know. Yeah. So again, this all comes up from the sugya.
And they can eat the same table, truma and kuchon.
Apparently, right? The question is where are they eating? One of them is that he's eating kachim. So where is the Kohen eating the Kachim? So the Kohen's eating the Kachim, what's this practically? He's eating the Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm eating the Chulin where? In the Beis HaMikdash. I can't bring Chulin into the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe it's Kachim, maybe it's just right on the side over there. Some say it's Kachikalim, which could be eaten all over Yerushalayim. You have to come up with the Metzius of how this works. Next. So now it goes back to our Mishnah. Hakol Ma'arichim. Everyone can say and be Mechayev themselves with an Erechin. Again, Erechin is based on the chart. You have the chart. Kohanim Leviyim Yisraelim. Of course, everyone's included that. Why would you think otherwise? Amaraba lo nitzrucha ella ben buchri. That this Mishnah that says that the Kohanim are included in the halacha of making an erekin only comes in order to include the shita of ben buchri, which is what? The Tanan, the Mishnah in the first parak of Shkolim. Right there, the idea of machas shekel is a chiyuv on everyone in Klal Yisrael once a year to give a chatzi shekel, which they use as, you know, the treasury funds to buy the korbanot tzibur, the public offerings throughout the year. So Amar Rav Yehuda, hey ben Bukhri b'Yavne. Ben Bukhri testified in Yavne that despite the fact that the Kohanim are not muhuyavim to give the chatzi shekel, nevertheless, kol kohen sheshokel eino chote. If he does give the chatzi shekel, he's not chote. Meaning, you would think, oh, he's chulin. And therefore, by that his master shekel doesn't get status of kachim, and therefore it's not buying. No, it's still considered okay, even though he's not chayiv. Amalo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to him, "What are you talking about? Lo kain, that's not the din. Ella, the kohanim are muhuyavim to give the master shekel. The kol kohen eino shokel chote. Not only that, if a kohen doesn't give the master shekel, then he's a sinner. He's not doing his mitzvah saseh that he has to do. He has to give master shekel." Aye, so why do you think, why did Ben Bukhri or people think that the Kohanim are potter? Ella, she Kohanim doshim mikra zela atzimon. The Kohanim would misinterpret a pasuk And I believe this is the way that some of the Tzdukim actually interpreted the Pasuk, which makes sense if you talk about Kohanim. A lot of Kohanim, you know, historically Kohanim were Tzdukim, some of them. Elisha Kohanim, Dorshim Mikra Zela Atzmon. They will learn the following Pasuk. Right? The Pasuk says, V'kol Minchas, V'ikar Perek Vav, V'kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyeh Lo Se'achel. Any mincha brought by a Kohen should be completely consumed on his Be'ach, Kalil, Lo Se'achel, cannot be eaten. So if it's a mincha of a Kohen, it can't be eaten. But the Hoel, and they would say, the Omer, the Korban Omer, the Shtei HaLechem, and the Shtei HaLechem, the Lechem upon him, and the Lechem upon him, Shalanuhim, those are brought from the, those are brought from the funds of the Tzibor, they're brought from the Lishka funds, and they're eaten. So Heyachem Ne'achalim, how can we eat them? Halacha is that these are supposed to be eaten. These are Korbanos Mincha. If we partake in giving the matzahs a shekel, well then these belong to us, at least partially. And if they partially belong to us, we shouldn't be eating them because of mincha of a kohen is not supposed to be eaten. So clearly, right, evidently, we don't have a part in them. If we don't have a part, that means we don't have to give the matzahs a shekel. Well, right. So the Gemara says, right, how can they be eaten? So rather we're not chayes. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ula ben Bukhri nami, according to Ben Bukhri, dilichatchila no mechave li isuye, when they, according to Ben Bukhri, if they're not mechuyev to bring it, why would they? He maisi nami chotehu. They should be a chote if they bring it. The kamoy chulun azara. The kesef that they're bringing doesn't get the status of kedusha. It doesn't get the status of kedusha. Then now what you're doing is you're bringing non-consecrated items to use in buying consecrated items. It's chulun bazara. You're making a mitzvah by having non-holy money buying all this stuff. So the answer is the maisi luhu marsal tzibur. The answer is simple. What happens is when you give it, when the Kohanim give it to the Lishka, it now becomes part of the corporate entity of the Lishka. No longer each coin still belongs to each individual donor. It now belongs to the pot, so to speak. So when the Kohen gives it, it belongs to the pot. So too, the Kohen, you gave your matzah shekel, it belongs to the pot. Of course you can eat that. That's not your particular, particular carbon. The Gemara says, Slak Taita Chamina. So it's going back to Ben Bukhri. According to Ben Bukhri, which they're not chayiv in, but the pasuk says the kol erkecha, so that the word erchin is used, yeh b'shekel kodesh. There's some sort of hekesh between erchin and the shekel. Kol di isa b'shkalim isa b'erchin. So anyone who's in the parsha of shekel is in the parsha of shekel of erchin. Vahani kohanim, and these kohanim, which according to Ben Bukhri, are not in the parsha of shkalim. Ho will be listening to Bishkolim, listening to Be'erchin. Kamash Malan, come to teach us this Mishnah. No, the Kohanim are included in Maxis HaShekel, in Erechin, despite the fact, even according to the book, they're not Mechuyev in Maxis HaShekel. So Amalei Abayi says, wait a second, that can't be. That can't be what your Havamina was. You're telling me every time a Pasuk says Erechin, it's now whatever else is mentioned in that Pasuk is compared to Erechin? What about the following? Hi, the Kol Erkecha Le... Amalei Abaye, hi, v'chol erkechol, v'chol erkech et hamarech, lo yuyup p'chusim miselhu da'asan. Wait, I misspoke. He says, no, v'chol erkechol doesn't teach us that erechin is compared to shkalim. V'chol erkechol teaches us that when it comes to the erechin, you can't give less than a sela. It's talking about a person who makes an erechin, and he can't afford it. The minimum, so now you have to evaluate how much you can afford. The minimum amount that you have to give is a seller. That's what we learn from that pasuk. We're not learning. No one's learning that erechin is compared to matzah shekel. So that can't be the reason why our Mishnah says that kohanim are including the erechin, because you never would have had a limud to exclude them from erechin. Ella Amar Abaye, Abaye says, what's the reason why our Mishnah says that kohanim are included in erechin? Ella Amar Abaye Itzrach Salkatay Techamina. You would have thought holuksiv. The pasuk says by pidyon haben ufiduyav mi ben chodesh tifte be'erkecha. So here there's a hekesh between erechin and pidyon haben. So kol the isim pidyon haben, whoever is in the world of pidyon haben, which a kohen is not, kohen is butter from pidyon haben, isim be'erechin. So if you're in the parsha of pidyon haben, you're in the parsha of erechin. V'hani kohanim over less than pidyon haben. These kohanim which are not included in pidyon haben, then less than erechin. Maybe you would say they're not included in erechin. Kamash malon that they are included. So amar lei rava. Rabbi says, if that's the case, you're telling me now that's not Pshat the Pasuk, right? Do you have been chodesh tifte be'erkecha? Pshat the Pasuk is to evaluate whether this boy is 30 days old or not. You have to, only it's only past 30 days, as he's a ben kayama, and then you have the chiyuv of a pidyon haben. But you're saying now, Abai, that if it says Erekecha in a pasuk, that now equates the halachas in that pasuk to Erekin. What about the following? Amalei Rava Elamayata, when it comes talks about an El Asham, which is that's the karbon that someone brings as an Asham Gazelos. If I steal something and I return it, and I have to give it with a chomesh, and I have to bring a carbon asham. The pasuk there says, "Diksiv the es ashamoya viv Hashem ayol tamim ratzom be'erkecha." So now you're going to make a hekesh between erichin and the asham, right? It's called the isa the erichin ikav the ayol asham. Only those who are included in erichin are included in bringing the carbon asham. What about the tumtum and androgynous, which you just said in our mishnah? The listnu be'erichin. They're not on the chart of erichin, right? They can't. There's no erichalai the tumtum value of tumtum. It's not on the chart, right? So we can say list of ayal ashram. You can tell me that they are not mukhuyuf to bring the korban ashram if they stole. That's not possible. They're still part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael does the avera. They got to bring the korban. That includes the korban ashram. So that cannot be what you would have thought. So that cannot be the reason why kohanim are included in the mishnah. Ela amar Rava. So Rava says itim Rav Ashi. Some say it's Rav Ashi. Itzdrich. This is the reason why the mishnah tell us that kohanim are included in the parsha of erichin. Kesakatay dekamina. You might have thought oh l'ksiv. This is by an ani, who's poor, who doesn't have enough money, so we have to be marich, we have to evaluate how much he can pay. The pasuk there says, the ha'emido lifnei ha'kohen. You have to stand him before the kohen, which is ha'emido him, this Yisrael, has to stand before the kohen. Vilo kohen lifnei kohen. You might have thought that you only mamid this Yisrael before the kohen, you can't be mamid a kohen in front of the kohen, meaning a kohen is not part of erichin. I don't know why you said that. Kamash Melon comes to Mishnah saying that that's not true, that the Kohanim also are included in Erechim. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said, we said, a kol ne'erachin, la'asuye menuva l'mukashchin. If I say that this person is menuva l'mukashchin, is Erech alai, his value, then it's the counts. Right? Because he's, however old he is, go to the chart and check. Right? So we said, what was the Havamina? The Havamina was, because since he doesn't have a market on the slave market. I mean, he doesn't have any intrinsic value because he's menuval umukushin. Maybe he won't be included in Erechin as well. So minohani mili. So how do we know from the psukim that the menuval umukushin are included? So the Gemara is going to quote a very long brisa. The brisa on its face is problematic because the brisa learns multiple things from one word in the pasuk. Then, after we finish the Brisa, we're going to go through as Namar Mar and try to explain and explicate the Brisa. The Brisa starts, the Tana Rabbana. Right, we're quoting the Pasuk in Erechim, Ish ki yafi neder be'erkecha nefasol shel Hashem, lahavi erech sosum. That comes to include a closed erech. We'll figure out what that is. Dover acher, another thing of be'erkecha, erech kulo hu nosein, v'lo erech evarim. You have to say erech alai the person. You can't say Erech Alai, the person's arm, or the person's nose. You can't say that. Yochel Shalimotzi Af Dover Shem Neshama Tlu Yabo. What if I said Erech Alai, the person's heart, or brain, or in those days, you know, the kidneys, things that they thought that the life was dependent upon. So you would think that's excluded also from Erechin. No, therefore, Talmud Lomer Nifashos. Nifashos means the life. So if I say Erech Alai, the person's heart, so that everything is included, and that's considered, that's a good Erechin. Okay. Then the pasuk it says nifashos, which again we just use nifashos. It's now nifashos again, the lo hames. If I say erech alai a certain person, that certain person has to be, and it can't be the walking dead, right? Otsi es hames, velo otsi es agoses. So maybe I say only if it excludes a dead person, but not a person who's on his deathbed. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says veheemido veherich. He has to stand and then be evaluated. Kol sheyeshno b'hamado yeshno marach. Whoever can stand can be is in the parish of Erechim. Kol she'enu b'hamado, this person on his deathbed, enu b'haracha, is not included in Erechim. Dover acher, another thing to learn, nifashos. It says nifashos again, which is Lashon Rabim. Eimi ella echad sheherich echad. We only know this person makes Erechim and says Erech Alai Joe. What if a person says Erech Alai, the 12 Joes in the room? All of them. How do I know that that's good? So ella echad sheherich, eimi ella echad sheherich echad. Echad cherich meya minayin, tamer lomar nifashos. It's read in the plural, so it includes multiple. Dover acher, another thing you can learn, nifashos. It says nifashos. Ein li ele ish sheherich ben isha. I only know, right, because the pasuk says ish ki yafli. So I know that a man who makes it says he can take upon himself the erechin of a man or a woman, that's okay. Isha sheherich ish. What about if a woman says erech alai the value of this man? Oh, Isha Sharich Isha, or a woman who says Erech Lad, the value of this woman, Minayin, how do I know that that's still good? That means that that's valid, and she's Mukhuyeves. Again, because the Pasuk says Ish. Again, why sometimes the Gemara says that Ish is Lashon, specifically Lashon Zachar, and sometimes, the Torah is written in Lashon Zachar. Tosos pointed out a few days ago. I don't know where then.
Is this talking about the Erech the Torah prescribes, or this is the value?
No, Erech is, Neder is value, Erech is on the chart. Right, Erech is a chart. Eli Isha Harich Ben Isha Sharicha Ish. Isha Sharicha Isha. Minayin, how do I know? Taman Omar. The bus says Nefashos. Plural, includes everybody. Davar Acher Nefashos. Again, you see learning multiple things from the words Nefashos, which is something that you don't typically do. Davar Acher Nefashos. Nefashos comes L'Rabos Menuval Muchashchin, which is how we started this whole thing. Nefashos means everybody. It comes to include even someone who's Menuval and Muchashchin, someone who's disgusting, filled with boils, that even though they have value, they're on the chart. So Yochel, I would have thought Neder be'erkecha is Nedarim and there's Erkecha. So I would have made a combination. I would have compared Nedarim to Erech. Kol sheyesh no bedamim, yesh no be'erchin. Whoever has a value on the slave market, a value, you know, an intrinsic value, that, a marketable value, they're included in Erechin. But kol sheyesh no bedamim, ain't no be'erchin. And I would have thought that if you don't have a marketable value, you're not included on the Erechin chart. Tam alomer nefashos, anything one who's alive, you plug them into the chart, they have the value. The Brisa continues. It says v'haya Erkecha. And it will be your erkecha. That's l'rabos tumtum the androgynous l'damim. Right? The vahaya erkecha comes to include tumtum and androgynous that they do have a marketable value. Sheyachol, you would have thought nedav erkecha. This is the opposite limud that you would have thought for manuval mukushchin. You would have thought the other way by tumtum and androgynous. Tumtum and androgynous do have a market value. They're not on the chart because the chart is only men or women. Those who are mtutim and androgynous, either they're a suffix or they're their own beria, they're not on the chart. So you would have read inside. So yochol nedav erkecha. You would have thought kol sheyesh no be'erchin yesh no b'damim. If you're in the parsha of erchin, then you're in the parsha of having a marketable value. Kol sheino be'erchin eino damim. If you're not on the chart, you're not considered to have a value. Mtutim and androgynous are not on the chart. Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says v'haya, right? V'haya. I don't know v'haya, which means erkecha hazachar. Zachar lom tutum ve'androgynos, yochel lo yu be'erech ish, oh sorry, v'haya. Somehow the v'haya is a riboy that says that they have marketable value. Again, I don't understand where the chachamim necessarily get the drushes from, but from the word v'haya. And then it says erkecha hazachar, right? It says you had to evaluate a male. So zachar, v'lo tutum ve'androgynos. Zach, a male, and not tutum ve'androgynos. Yochel lo yu be'erech ish, lo yu be'erech isha. So maybe you would say that the tutum ve'androgynos should be included, okay, they're not men, maybe include them on the chart by women. Tamar Loma Bahaya Erkha Zachar, the im nikevahi. Zachar Vadai, Nikevatai, Slom Tunchum and Androgynous. So Tunchum and Androgynous are not included in the Erechin, but they do have marketable value, so therefore if you take a neder, not an Erech Vedner, a regular neder, the value of so and so is upon me, then you go check what the value is in the market, and then that's what you're chayav to pay. So and now we go back to explain the Braisa. Omar Mar, learned in the Braisa in the beginning, it says Be Erkha will rabos Erech Stam. It comes to include a closed Erech. What does it mean, Erech Stam? Erech Stam basically is when a person says Erkiolai or Erkotroplonioli. He doesn't say a specific name, so we can't figure out how old. He just says Erechinolai. Doesn't give a where on the chart do we go? So my Erech Stam. So what is that? The Tanya HaOmer Erech Stam Alai. Someone says Erech Stam Alai. No saying Kipachos Shebe Erechin. He gives the minimum amount. The minimum amount is a katan who's 30 days old. Right, 30 days old. The kama pachus of erechin shlosha shkolim. He gives three shkolim. So if you say an erechin stam without mentioning, it's the minimum amount, the lowest level. That's the shlosha shkolim. The ema chamishim. Why you go to the lowest level? Go to the highest level. Go to say erechin stam means he meant the male between the ages of 20 and 60, which is 50 shkolim. So Gemara says no. Tafastam ruba lo tafasta. Tafastam ua tafasta. Gemara says all the time yesh mechama saimonim. When you want to grab something, you don't know if you grab the smallest number, you've included everything. If you grab the biggest number, you may be going too high. So we're going to go with the smaller number. If the guy says Erech Stam, he has to pay Shlosha Shkolim. Okay? The Gemara says, Eim HaShekel. Wait, why is Shlosha Shkolim the lowest level? We have a lower number of Shekel. Right? The Pasuk says, the Ksiv, the Kol Erkecha Yeb Shekel HaKodesh. There is a value of a Shekel. Gemara says, no, who behesek yadu l'ksiv. That Pasuk is talking about the person who can't afford, and that's what we're trying to evaluate, how much he has to pay. He has to pay the shekel.
So the lowest is the shekel.
The lowest is a shekel, but the lowest is a shekel only for a person who can't afford anything. Someone who's in the
How do you evaluate that? How do you determine that?
What?
Can the guy afford more than a shekel?
We have the tuition committee. The tuition committee takes his W-2s and they look at it and they tell him, no, it's no sauce on your pizza for you, and you can't have, that's what you can do. They evaluate.
The poor guy says,
I get the value of the 20-year-old, so he's guy 50 shekels, but he can't do it. So now we have to evaluate. The minimum amount that he's going to have to pay is the shekel. So when it talks about the shekel, that's not the minimum erichin, that's just a different, it's a different concept. Okay, so Ella, so if you just had the svara that says erech stam means the lowest amount because of tefasta, right? We said tefasta meruba lo tefasta, tefasta mo tefasta. So why do I need the pasuk? Why do I need the pasuk of erechcha? You just learned it out from a svara. If you have a svara, you don't need a pasuk, right? The Ella krol amli. So Amarab Nachman, no, I need the pasuk. Amarab Barbua, lo marsha eino nido mehesagyad. It comes to teach us that you don't do this hesagyad. You don't do the shekel. You go to the three column. That's what the pasuk comes to teach us. Umay taima, and what's the reason? I'll say what this is. My taima, kimifarish dami. What's the reason why he's not nido mehesagyad? Because we view him as he says erchin. It says if he said harei alai shlosha shkalim. I don't know why, but that's. First, I mean, Rashi says the kaven de amar erech stam alai v'yodehu shezeu pachus shev erech and gimel shkolim, and he knows the minimum amount of three shkolim. It's command de amar harei like gimel shkolim dummy. Okay, v'lo dummy lo amar erech ilai erech ploni lai the hasam lo mumuchem milstein and kol yodim shnosav. But hacha davar kolahu shereilo tolu b'shemadam. It's all known. Everyone knows the chart, so everyone knows that the minimum is three. Okay, now the ikad amri is the complete opposite of what we just said. Ikad Amri, Amr of Nachman, Amr of Rabua, V'nidom Mehesag Yad. Yeah, when you say Erech Stam, it is the Hesag, Nidom Mehesag Yad, which means one shekel. Or it says Pshita, it's Pashut, why would it be anything else? So Malatayim Mefarish Dami, you would have thought that it's as if he's Mefarish, we call him, Kamash Malan, that when he says Erech Stam, it just means the minimum amount is one shekel. The complete opposite of what we just said, fine. Dover Acher, another thing that we learned from the word Ve'erkecha, Erech Kulahu Nosing, the Eino Nosin Erech Me'evarim. Again, the Maratha is going to go piece by piece into the Brisa. So we said the Erecha means that you give the value of the entire body. The Eino Nosin Erech Me'evarim. But you can't say Erech Yodi Alai. Right? Vaha Aptikti Le'erech Stam. How can you learn the Erecha to teach me that you can't give, that if you say Erech Alai of limb, that doesn't count. You just learn Erecha to teach me the Halacha of Erech Stam, whichever way we learned it, the two languages in the Gemara. So how can you learn two things in one word? It says, Kari be erech be erkecha. The pasuk could have written erech. The fact that it wrote erkecha, then it teaches you can learn two things out of it. Okay. Yachol shani motzi davar shenashama tu yobo. So you would have thought that even if I made erech on a limb, with which his life is dependent on, will you say the heart or the brain or something like that, that you would also not be a valid erechin. Talmud lomar nefashos. Therefore it says nefashos, if the life is dependent upon it, then if you say Erech Alai, his heart, then that counts, and now you'll have to pay whatever he or she is on the chart. Then the Brisa continued, Nefashos below us ames. Nefashos means it has to be a person who's alive, not someone who's dead. Right? Wait, we just learned Nefashos to teach me that you can include Davarshan Nefesh Tluyavo, Neshama Tluyavo. So how are we learning Nefashos to teach me Nefashos below us ames? So the Mar says, no, Kari Bei Nefesh Nefashos. It could have said Nefesh, it says Nefashos. And therefore, you can learn two things. So then the Gemara says, "Otzias hames velo etzias hagoses." I won't include the mace, but if I give erech alai, the person's on his deathbed, that should count. Tamaloma behemido beherich. The Gemara says, if you're learning the behemido beherich, that you have to be able to stand, that excludes a goses on his deathbed. Well, that also excludes a dead person. What do I need in the fashos to exclude a dead person? I can exclude a dead person of the hamada and aracha. That person can't stand either, right? Right? Gemara says. So Mar says, Hachanami, you're right, Ein Hachanami, take out the limud of mace from Nefashos, Ve'ele Nefesh Nefashos Lamali. So what do I need, what do I do with Nefesh Nefashos? I could deploy in the Mamer, come on. It's for the other limudim that we learn Nefashos. So when it comes to a mace and a goses, those are both learned out from Hamad of Aracha. You're not learning two things, you're just learning out that in order to be considered something who I can make erichin about, that person has to be able to be stand and evaluated. That excludes someone with a deathbed, and that excludes somebody who's dead. It's the same limud. Nefashos now is teaching me No, when the Chasam Sofer now, so far, is teaching me the Shama Tluyabo. If I say Erech Allah, but now he says Dava Achan, the Fashos, Ainli Ella Echad Cheherich, Echad Cheherich Meya, sorry, Ainli Ella Echad Cheherich Echad, Echad Cheherich Meya Minayin, I don't know if I do Erech of 100 people at once, it counts. Tama Lomer Nefashos. I say Nefashos. Now I have 2 things Nefashos. Okay, that's a problem.
Why did that make a difference? If you said it on Meya, as opposed to saying on one, why would it make a difference?
Because
you have to pay it.
It's being 100 times whatever.
You have everything. Yes, now
it's 100 times one. So what? So you have to pay it.
No, 100 different people.
All right, fine. So you have to pay 100 different people. I mean, what's
because it said, because it would have said, if it only said Nefesh, you would say, so at one point in time, you can only be chayav once one at a time.
But that, it didn't say that.
That's how we're learning it from, because it says nefashot. That's the limud. That's exactly the limud. Dover acher, another thing, nefashos, ainli el ish herich, when ish, I don't know if a man does it, ish herich, isha, minayin, tamalomer, nefashos. So this is number 3 when it comes to nefashos. Number 4, dover acher, nefashos, lahavi menuvon mukashchin, much as ha'apila hanach, but the Brice already used nefashos. So the Gemara says, no, hani lo tzricha kra, these drashos don't need the pasuk, my timer shakalhu via voa kulam ki itzrich kra lumenuval mukoshchin shehud itzrich. The Gemara makes a chiddush, and we've seen this a few times in Shas. It comes a few times. Is that if you have a word or you have a pasuk that you can learn things from it, and you can learn A, B, or C, and there's no reason why you would learn A over B or B over A, or they're all equivalent limudim. There's no logical reason to learn one or the other. There's no kavachomer this way. There's no zirishav this way. So then all three are included. There's no reason not to include. Right? Rashi points out. He says shakol. It's the second shakol. It's towards like the bottom third of the page. Shakol shava. The chol hadrasho shavos l'mashma mikrazeh. The English Homer Bizo Yusari Mizo, De Mahakra Marbe Lahude, the Hach Shkulim Hem Ikanami Bavakama, it says also in Bavakama. So now I have these three things about the woman, about the being married to multiple people, and about the Davash Neshama Tluyabo. Those are all Nefashos, those are all equal. So I have Nefesh Nefashos. I know I can learn, I know I have 2 Limudim. So Nefesh, one Limud is Mukashchin and Menuvo. The other nefesh nefashos, whichever one you're making limud from, I have 3 potential things, but no one of the 3 is a better limud than the other 3. So we include them all. So I don't have to. So therefore, I can learn multiple things from nefesh nefashos. The question is why do I need it from mukashchin? Why is the mukashchin the one that is, you know, definitively needs the limud? I'm not so sure. Okay, kisuch, right? Nefashos comes to just menuva mukashchin, and the other 3 are included because they're shakal. Then the Brisa continued. The pasuk says, "V'haya erkecha." So "V'haya erkecha." The rabos tumtum and drogas ledamim. That comes to teach me that tumtum and drogas have market value. So damim lama likra. What do I need a pasuk for? Tell me tumtum and drogas to include tumtum and drogas. Anything has market value. The Gemara says, "Lo ye ela kidme dikla." It should be no different than the branch of a tree. Why would you say, oh, tumtum and androgynous are not included? You need a pasuk to teach them they have market value. A chair is market value. A bottle of water is market value. Why are they any less than that? Why would you need a pasuk? So he's right, lama likra lo yiye ela demei dikla. So Gemara says, right, ilu amar demei dikla milo yahiv. If a person said, I owe to the Beis HaMikdash the value of a palm branch, he's not going to be owed the value of the palm branch. I'm being makdish this palm branch. He has to bring that to the base of Midrash and have to sell it and get the money. So why would it be any different? So Amarava Lomar Shenidon Bichvodo. It comes to teach me that he's Nidon Bichvodo. We'll figure out what that means. Salka Daitach Amina, you would have thought Neder Be'erchachsiv, Kol Sheyeshno Be'erchan Nidon Bichvodo. If you're included in the parsha of Erechin, then you have the concept of Nidon Bichvodo. Because She'eno Be'erchan, Eino Nidon Bichvodo. And if you're not in Erechin, you're not Nidon Bichvodo. So you would have thought, since the Tukman Drogonis are not in Erechin, they won't be Nidon Bichvodo. Chamash Milan, they are Nidon Bichvodo. What is Nidon Bichvodo? So Rashi says, She Nidon Bichvodo, it's like the second, right at the very bottom of the short lines, She Nidon Kulo Acher Ever Echad, She Kvodo Toloboy, Bo. That we view him, that he follows the important limbs of his body. That's what Nidon Bichvodo seems to mean. Shim Amar Demei Roshi Alai, Nosin Demei Kulo. Meaning, if you say, I'm taking a neder, not Erechin, I'm going to take a nether to give the value of the head of this Tumtum Androgynous, Nido Michvodo, that the head now equals the entire body, and therefore you have to give the entire market value, not just the market value of his head, you have to give the market value of his entire body. That's Nido Michvodo. So you would have thought that only if you're including Erechim do you get this Nido Michvodo idea. Kamash Milan, that even the Tumtum Androgynous, who are not including Erechim, get this Nido Michvodo idea. Okay, so Amar Lei Abaye. So Abaye now asks, "V'dilo isa be'erchen min nido mechvodo." What are you talking about? I'll find two cases where it's proof to you that if you're not included in erchen, you're not included in this partial nido mechvodo, and therefore, since Tumtum and Drogonus are not in erchen, they also shouldn't have nido mechvodo. So, right? How do I know? Vatanya with the following brisa. A person says, "Rosh eved ze hektish," the head of my eved should be hektish. Who the Hektish Shutafinbo? So me and Hektish are now partners because the head is now Hektish and the rest is not. We don't follow the head and say the entire Eved is Nido Mechvodo to be Hektish. So we're partners. Right? Rashi says, oh, not yet. Right? Hektish Shutimbo. Okay, so Hektish is our part of it. If someone says, Rosh Eved Mochalucha, the head of my Eved is sold to you, which means only the head is sold to you. So the Gemara says, Mishamnin Beinehem. So maybe we have to figure out, say, okay, what's the value of the Eved's head? And then we have to evaluate, then we have to figure out how much I owe you, for how much I owe you, what I owe you, right? They're partners, basically. Rashi says, Mishamnin Beinehem, Kamashava, V'yachloku Damav. And you split the money, because I sold to you just that part. We don't say, since I sold to you the head, I sold to you everything. There is no concept of Nido Bichvodo. Now, if he says, continue the Brisa, Rosh Chamor Zeh, the head of this donkey is Hektesh. Again, who the Hektesh Shutafenbo? We're partners, right? Because it's mixed, right? If you say Rosh Chamor Machon L'Rach L'Chop, I say the head of the donkey sold to you, no difference. Mishan B'neim, you have to figure out the value and you split. Rosh Parah Machon L'Chop, if I say the head of the cow is sold to you, so then Lo Machor El Rosh Shal Parah. That's a real sale, because people oftentimes sell just the head. So that's a real sale. Below Ode, El Afilu Rosh Parah Hektesh, if I say only the head of the cow is Hektesh, Ein L'Hektesh El Rosha. Then the Hektesh only gets the head. There's none of this partnership or this figuring out how much it's worth, because the head of the cow is considered its own, you know, commodity, I guess, its own commodity. The Amar Papa, why? The Hamizavim Reisha the Sober Beit Tabacha, because the head of the cow is something that's sold separately in the butcher house. You don't sell the head of an Eved. You don't sell the head of a donkey. It has no value. The head of the cow has value, maybe for the tongue or for something that they, you know, that they eat. Right? So the Gemara then says, so that's the Brisa. So Abaye continues his question and says, well, V'hachamor Upara less than of Erechin. A donkey and a cow are not included in the parsha of Erechin, and you see that ain Nido Mechvodo. And you see they're not Nido Mechvodo. So too, Tumtum and Androgynous, who are not included in the parsha of Erechin, you also shouldn't have this concept of Nido Mechvodo. And therefore, if I would say that I am giving to a Hektesh the head of a Tumtum and Androgynous, that shouldn't count. It should be Nido Mechvodo to spread out to the rest of the body. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ulatameich, Rabbi says back to Avai, even according to your Shita, Ulatameich, Tikshilach Eved. Let me ask you about the Eved, right? The Isa of the Erechim. Eved is in the Parsha of Erechim. Right? Rashi says, Eved Isa of the Erechim, Dikatani Bimas Nisan. Our Mishnah says that if you say the Erech of the Eved, right? You did say that in the Mishnah, right? Hakom Erech Nevedon. The Avadim are included. So, and yet, they are included in Erechin, they ain't Nido Mechvodo. But we just said in this Brisa that they're not Nido Mechvodo. If I sell or I give to Hektish the head of my Eved, the whole rest of the body doesn't go along with it. So the whole comparison falls apart. You're asking me one way, I'll ask you the other way. Eved is included with Favish in Erechin, and it's not included in Nido Mechvodo. So the Gemara says, Ela lo kasha. There's no kasha. We're going to make these differences now between different types of kachim. Lokasha, habit kachim is beach, habit kachim vedek abayis. It depends on what you're being makdish that think for. Is it for kachim is beach, which is a makdishit in order for it to be as a karban, or a makdishit for vedek abayis, which I want to take the value and give the value to Hektesh and then they can use it. So how does that work? Look at Rashi. It's the last Rashi, the second last Rashi. El lokasha, ha brisa. This brisa that Abaye brought to bring the kashas down, that's the kachim isbeach. That's when I'm trying to be makdish, the head or something, for the korban. The Amar Rosh Chamor, O Eved Zeh, L'dimei Ola. I can't bring the cow, the head of the cow as a carbon. I can't bring the head of an Eved as a carbon, but I want to use the value of the head of the Eved, and with that money, bring a carbon. So that's for Kachay Mizbeach. Right, but an erechin is talking about kachi bet gabayis, where I want to donate the money for the beautification of the to use it for whatever for bet gabayis. So that's the difference. The difference is, when you say rosh eved or chamor, that we don't say nidol mechvoto. But where the brisa says that if you're not, if you're not included in the erechin. Right, if you're not included in Erechin, like Tumtum and Androgynous, you would be Nidon Bechvodo. That's why my Kachay Bedek Abayis. That's why you would say my Kachay Bedek Abayis. you would have thought, Kamash Malan, therefore the Pasuk, you would have thought, if I'm not included in Erechin, I'm not included in Nidon Bechvodo for Kachay Bedek Abayis. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Nifashos, to teach me that even by Erechin, that even if I'm not included in Erechin, I still have Nidon Bechvodo, right? I still have Nidon Bechvodo for Kachay Bedek Abayis. Let's say that again. Let's just read the Rashi again. El Lo Kasha, Hach Braisa de Kachay Mizbeach, Adama Rosh Kamor, O Eved, Zel, Idme Ola, E Nidon Bechvodo. De Kik Siv Nefashos Gabi Erechin Siv. The word Nefashos is written by Erechin. De Kachay Bedek Abayis Nidon. That's talking about Kachay Bedek Abayis. The Kikar Mitnan Anu. And when we say Nidon Bechvodo, that when we talk about Nidon Bechvodo, Afilu Tumtum, that's even by Tumtum and Jogosh, another Dhamma B'Kachay Bedek Abayis. That's talking about Kachay Bedek Abayis. So Nidon Bechvodo applies when I say I want to give the value of the Tumtum and Androgynous to Bedek Abayis. You would have thought that Nidon Bechvodo doesn't apply because you have to be in the Parsha of Erechin. That's only when it comes to Kachay Mizbeach. But if you're in, when you're talking about Kachay Bedek Abayis, we don't have this problem. Even if you're not by Erechin, you still have this idea of Nidon Bechvodo. Okay, stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow on the bottom by from three lines from the bottom of Mayo Kimta. Everyone have a great day.